Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It is Friday, the 19th of June. I hope you're well. Coming up.
They have voted for hope. Now let's give that back to them.
Pressure on for Keir Starmer as Andy Burnham wins by-election and JD Vance cancels his big trip to Switzerland. Plus we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. First up in the UK, Andy Burnham has won the Makerfield by-election, paving the way for him to challenge Keir Starmer for the leadership of the British Labour Party. He took the constituency with a majority of over 9,000 votes and more than 50% of the overall vote. Sky's political correspondent John Craig says it's now a tense time ahead for the British Prime Minister.
After tonight's result, the game looks very much as though it is up for the Prime Minister. The so-called King of the North looks as though he is set to inherit Labour's crown.
Andy Burnham could now launch a leadership challenge against Keir Starmer.
People here have voted for change. They have voted for more power for the North and everywhere forgotten by Westminster. They have voted for hope. Now let's give that back to them.
A planned ceremony appears up in the air after a peace deal was remotely signed by the US and Iran earlier this week. It's kicked off a 60-day timetable for agreeing a full deal to end the war. However, the US vice president has cancelled a planned trip to Switzerland where he was due to meet Iranian negotiators, causing fresh uncertainty over the deal. JD Vance believes Gulf allies prefer this agreement to the deal negotiated by former US President Barack Obama.
Back then, they hated that deal. They felt like it empowered the Iranians to be bad actors across the region. And of course, that's exactly what happened. They were right about that. What are they saying about the president's peace deal? They're saying this is an amazingly transformative thing.
The Taoiseach is attending day two of a meeting of the European Council in Brussels today. Micheál Martin says they'll discuss the Middle East in respect of the Council needing to take action over Israel's atrocities in Gaza. Speaking as he arrived in Brussels for the talks, the Taoiseach said Israel's actions will be challenged by the European Union.
It was interesting at the Foreign Affairs Council to see that there was a growing number of countries who wanted action from a European level in terms of trade with the occupied territories. And we will push that, and the conclusions will call on the Commission to bring forward proposals in that regard.
Back home, Ishka Aaron is appealing to households to conserve water and reduce usage. It's asking members of the public to help protect and preserve supplies by using simple practices at home. The appeal comes following the hot weather in May, when more than 680 million litres of water was used in the Dublin area alone in a single day. Head of operations at Ishka Aaron, Margaret Attridge, says an online tool can also help people challenge their own water use.
Ishka Aaron has developed a really easy to use water calculator, and that allows your household to challenge itself and how good it can be at conserving water. What it does, it compares the household's water usage to the average household across Ireland. So you can see where you lie against the average usage, and then you can challenge the family introducing these water saving practices to reduce their water consumption.
A review from the Department of Justice about solicitors is being condemned by the Law Society. It says the document is littered with anecdotes and individual examples rather than systematic data. The department's document claims the higher rate of adjournments in legal aid cases is down to financial motivation on the part of solicitors. The Law Society says this is an unfounded allegation. Solicitor Gary Mulcrone says the Department of Justice is wrong.
If the department seems to think that solicitors are adjourning a case for the princely sum of €59, they need to look again at their figures, and they need to look at the difference between privately funded cases and cases that are governed by legal aid. Invariably, the cases covered by legal aid are slightly more complex. They need more adjournments due to delays with disclosure. They need more adjournments because reports are awaited, probation assistance is awaited, addiction issues for the person before the court, mental health problems.
A zoo's crocodile enclosure won't open today after a three-year-old boy ended up inside and was seriously hurt. He's in a critical but stable condition after the incident in Johnson's of Oldhurst in the UK. A 30-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder. The zoo says its tropical house will remain closed out of respect. Sky's Emma Birchley has more.
We have heard too from the local MP who said, I'm aware of the incident at Johnson's of Old Hurst and have been liaising with senior officers at Gold Command. This is now a live criminal investigation and I would ask people to refrain from speculation online.
In entertainment news, Taylor Swift has revealed she wrote her track for Toy Story 5 in less than a day. The latest installment of the Pixar film is out now in cinemas. The singer-songwriter told fans she saw a screening of the film and was so inspired she went straight home and finished the track in a number of hours.
It's 6:57 p.m. In 2 hours, Bob Iger and Tom from Pixar are coming to hear it. We have not recorded it yet. And I think this is one of the most fun days of my life.
And in sport, in soccer, World Cup co-host Mexico became the first team to book their place in the knockout stages of the competition last night. A 1-0 win over South Korea in Mexico City sees them safely through to the last 32. Czechia remain in contention to make it out of the group following their 1-1 draw with South Africa in Atlanta. Canada's 6-0 hammering of Qatar in Vancouver means they're top of Group B on goal difference, just ahead of Switzerland. This evening, the USA can qualify for the knockout stages with a win over Australia. That game is underway in Seattle at 8 o'clock Irish time. It's an 11 o'clock start for Scotland's game against Morocco in Boston. A win for Steve Clark's side tonight could be enough for Scotland to make the World Cup knockout stages for the first time ever. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.